Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Professor Gerilyn Glass, and I'm so glad you're here with me. I'm a leader in the field of sound healing using crystal alchemy singing bowls. I come from a long career in music, which began at a young age on Broadway and expanded to international opera and concert stages, singing and sharing music as the universal language. I've performed for world leaders, star athletes, and alongside best-selling authors in the field of science and spirituality. With the passing of my only child in 2015, music became my healing balm, my light through the darkness of grief. I created Crystal Cadence, Sound Healing Studio and Temple of Alchemy, and the Sacred Science of Sound, educational and training platforms where quantum science, bioenergetics, crystalline sound vibration, and the healing power of music intersect. With great excitement, reverence, gratitude, and a deep purpose, I am proud to join the Hay House family of authors. So let's begin. More and more people are experiencing the benefits of the use of frequency and vibration as we search for mental, emotional, and physical stability, health, and wellness. Globally, we have been through unprecedented times, and life as we knew it has shifted for everyone. Healing sound has become the now medicine as we seek to alleviate stress and pain and purposely slow down the pace and the outward focus of our lives. We are learning the importance of coming inside, of coming home. Hopefully, we are a little wiser and a little kinder now as we integrate more mindfulness, self-care, healthy boundaries, relaxation, and regeneration in our lives. Music has always held an important place in our communities and in our cultures. It is the language of the heart, the language of hope, harmony, and unity. In our time together, you and I will explore the nature of healing sound and the crystal alchemy singing bowls, modern instruments of transformation. We will close the session today with a beautiful sound immersion to bring balance to the chemistry of your body, activate and anchor your authentic expression, and soothe you in the healing power of intentional, sacred sound. So let's spend a few minutes on the nature of sound healing. For most cultures around the world, the story of creation began with sound vibration, and that sound was God, infinite, majestic, profound. The tones of the cosmos, the music of the universe, the frequency of love. The documented use of therapeutic sound vibration stretches back to the beginning of recorded history. As I began to use music as a healing modality, I experienced firsthand the history of sound as medicine. I traveled to Australia to present at the first Crystal Bowl Symposium, where I learned that over 80,000 years ago, Aboriginal tribes used sound from their indigenous instrument, the didgeridoo, to heal tissues and mend broken bones. In India and Bhutan, surrounded by the breathtaking landscapes of the Himalayas, I experienced powerful mantras with Sanskrit sounds as I had never heard them before. These sacred sounds have been used for thousands of years to balance the chakras and awaken and elevate consciousness. When I traveled to Peru and Chile and meditated with the singing bowls in front of the giant Moai statues of Easter Island, I experienced the long-anchored traditions of the native ones. Shamans and medicine people use chant, drums, rattles, and voice to chase away the evil spirits and bring vitality, balance, and health. I immersed myself in the awe-inspiring culture of Egypt, experiencing the energies of the Great Pyramid, actually lying inside the sarcophagus, toning in the king's chamber, exploring the temple of Dendera and the Hathors, and imagining ancient Egyptian sound healing chambers. There is so much wisdom and richness in the history of sound using instruments and the human voice. As a classical singer, I know very well what it feels like to be a human instrument and to project your voice and your energy without using any electronic amplification. Sometimes I would sing in 3,000-seat theaters, projecting over a 100-piece orchestra. I experienced regularly an incredible power in that amplification coming from my two tiny vocal cords and the very cells of me. But sound, as an ancient medicine, encompasses an even bigger picture. 2,500 years ago, Pythagoras, the Greek philosopher and mathematician, taught that both mathematics and music had the gift to purify the body and soul, and music was indeed what connected us to the divine. His research on frequency and the ability of music to transform illness has been highly influential to the modern world of sound healing. Music medicine is becoming an increasingly important healing modality in clinical settings and in our daily lives. Most people have now heard the phrase sound bath and understand that this is an experience where you do not need to remove your clothes, you do not need a bar of soap, and you will not get wet. According to British acoustic physics scientist John Stuart Reed, the pure frequencies of crystal singing bowls support healing on many levels. Their sounds are not only beautiful to our ears, but they also create sonic nourishment for our tissues. And when their pulsating sounds enter our body, they stimulate the lymph vessels with a gentle form of massage that helps us to eliminate bodily toxins. In the sound bath I will play for you, you will experience the low frequencies from my larger crystal bowls, which John confirms stimulate the vagus nerve, reducing chronic inflammation, slowing the rate at which we age, and innervating our sex organs. The high frequencies from the smaller crystal bowls stimulates production of nitric oxide in the paranasal sinus cavities, which reduces blood pressure and increases our blood flow, bringing more oxygen to our tissues, powering our cell regeneration and many other important healing mechanisms. Bathing in the sheer beauty of crystal alchemy sounds elevates our emotions, transporting us in our imaginations, boosting our dopamine levels, the happy hormone that supercharges our immune system, and reduces cortisol, the stress hormone, therefore helping our bodies maintain a stable and optimum homeostasis. Crystal singing bowls indeed support health and healing and are a wonderful and effective form of music medicine for the 21st century. I think everyone has experienced the inspiration of a good song or a favorite piece of music. It moves us. Music uplifts our spirits, helps us feel things that cannot readily be expressed in words. As a musician, I work with the singing bowls, understanding the theory and structure that makes music such a powerful medium of expression. I was inspired to name my company Crystal Cadence. Why? Cadence is a musical term that normally brings a phrase or piece of music to a resolution or closure. I like to refer to a crystalline cadence as a pattern of pure quartz crystal-produced sound frequencies that move us to a place of profound stillness where the harmonics create a safe container that holds us in a state of balance, integration, health, and wholeness. These astounding crystalline instruments can help us ground, center, and expand. They support a graceful connection to the celestial realm, allowing a true bridge from the physical to the spiritual. The crystal bowl sounds have been known to aid in achieving emotional balance and reducing sleep difficulties, also relieving anxiety, stress, addictions, pain, and can help to clear negative thought patterns and behaviors. The rich and vibrant tones of the Crystal Alchemy singing bowls help quiet the mind, connecting you to your authentic self and supporting the embodiment of the vibrational frequency of love. They have helped me to engender a deeper relationship with my soul, and I hope they will do that for you as well, as the soul is immutable and has the infinite as its reference point. Healing sound gave me a whole new perspective to life and to death. When we connect with our soul, everything is possible. And when we listen, breathe, receive, and integrate sound, healing begins and becomes sustainable. I would never have thought there would be a life with joy and purpose after losing my son. Sound vibration, thankfully, has shown me the miraculous can happen. At the Sacred Science of Sound, we are working with cancer, hospice, and Alzheimer's patients, with veterans, children, with mothers in prenatal and postnatal care, in yoga studios, with addiction centers, with grief, with mental health, and even with animal therapy. I have personally been working with cancer patients over 7 years, and two different experiences really touched me. One was a woman with stage 4 liver cancer who shared with me after the sound bath that she had never meditated with sound or music. She was a traditional meditator for 28 years. She searched for the words to share her experience of the sound bath, and looking in my eyes and shaking her head, she said, "All I can say is that I'm no longer afraid of death, as I have heard the sounds of heaven." On three different occasions, with three different women, I heard the same incredulous response. "My breast that has been removed has energetically returned. I am no longer missing a part of me. I'm whole again. I can't believe it. I can't believe what it feels like. I am whole again. Thank you so much for this sacred sound." Sound can activate the transmutation and transformation of blocked, stagnant, and even long-buried energies. Sound is truly a gift of healing. Why are the crystal bowls so effective for many people? Well, our human body is crystalline in structure. Our very bones are made of collagen and crystalline minerals, and even our blood is a form of liquid crystal. This structural similarity is what makes the quartz singing bowl vibrations effortless for us to receive. Pure quartz is known to be an amplifier, a transmitter, and a receiver. So imagine that, like the singing bowls, we too are a vibrating crystalline vessel, each with our own unique frequency signature. It is ours to discover and to express that personal vibrational signature. As you listen to the crystal bowls, I invite you to pay attention to the areas of your body and the feelings or memories that the sound may activate. Emotional and physical traumas may be recorded in the fascia system of your body, and sound can help those energies to be felt and to release. The sounds of the bowls may also activate increased perceptions of colors and geometrical shapes. People are often surprised where these exquisite crystalline sounds transport them. To other places, other times, often evoking long-lost memories or connections with loved ones who have passed. I will always remember when I first heard the singing bowls over 15 years ago. Their vibrations were so pristine, so pure, and they sang a song that was familiar. It was something my soul knew and actually something my soul longed for. When we use sound with intention, when it is in combination with integrity, presence, courage, and openness, we transmute and transform. We uplevel. Crystalline sound brings a recalibration and an updating of our human system. So now we come to our sound bath experience, or as I like to call it, a sound healing immersion. It is a time for you to relax and to receive. I have put together an incredible bowl orchestra that is highly unusual and especially made for you, our listeners. You will experience a rare combination of notes that bring balance to your body chemistry. I'm using what is known in music as the pentatonic scale, the five black notes on the piano, which are C-sharp, D-sharp, F-sharp, G-sharp, and A-sharp, and you will experience these notes in varying octaves. These notes correspond to our endocrine system, helping, among other things, to balance our hormones, our metabolism, strengthen our immunity, and our ability to regulate fight or flight. Take a listen to this particular scale. Do, 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 do. Mm-hmm. there's so much to share about that pentatonic scale that we don't quite have time to go into here. And what's most important for me is that I'd like you to experience it. However, I will say that while I was living in Germany in 2008, scientists discovered tiny birdbone flutes in the northern area of the country, which they dated to 40 to 60,000 years ago. The phenomenal thing? These little flutes were tuned to the pentatonic scale. This harmonic patterning found in nature dates way back before the time of Pythagoras. There is something inherent in the very cells of us, wherever we are born, and whatever language we speak, that knows this musical scale. I propose a question. Is there a place within you that remembers and longs for this deep sense of natural order and perfect harmony? I do believe there is. So now we will begin the endocrine system meditation. I invite you to get comfortable and create a sacred space for yourself. Let's begin by taking a few long, deep breaths deep in your belly and gently allow your breath to begin to slow down. You may want to breathe in a rhythmical pattern, breathing in to the count of four, holding to the count of four, releasing to the count of four, and then pausing to the count of four. Whatever is comfortable for you. As your breath slows down, your thinking mind begins to still. Allow yourself to focus on the pristine beauty of the crystalline sounds. You may want to allow your breath to simply sigh a few deep sighs. As you feel your body relax and let go of any tensions it might be holding. I invite you now to set your personal intention. Has there been any particular theme or reoccurring thought pattern or behavior that you are ready to release and let go of? What are you wanting to bring into your life? Allow that to be a part of your intention. In combination with sacred, intentional sound, we create a safe container to breathe, to feel, and to heal. Everything is energy. We are made of that sound vibration. light. You to open, to activate and receive light, the light that you are, and the sacred sound, the frequency of love.
Thank you.
softly, sweetly, begin to return to your body. I invite you to gently begin to rub the palms of your hands together. You generate heat, electricity, activating your electric body. Remembering where you've just been and allowing that to integrate and to ground as you embody the crystalline sounds. And then tenderly begin to stroke your hands through your scalp, caressing your cheeks. As you begin to wake, wiggling your toes, moving your fingers. And then I invite you to tap your chest, your belly, your lower abdomen, your hips, your thighs, as you become aware of a poignant energy that is you, balanced, in harmony, and with a deep sense of peace. It's been a great, great pleasure to spend this time together. And I thank you so much for joining us. I wish you light. I wish you wholeness. And I wish you the vibrational frequency of love. Thank you.